me see if the horn works in this song. It's not even on.
No se ocupa ser un sabio para darse una idea que es muy poquito el tiempo.
Wow, technical difficulties. Psych.
This song is explicit.
What do you mean?
He's cussing in a song or something.
Really? I did not know. But I've listened to the words and I don't
know. You played a song before by Daffy and it said that it was explicit. So I don't know.
I really don't know where it would be explicit because
I don't know either.
I reviewed the lyrics.
Oh, this mic.
Yes, sir. And then you do the Mexican, scream right here. But anyways, it's cool. And that's a wrap. We are done for the day. So thank you guys for tuning in. I was kidding.
Oh my God. The shortest episode in anything history.
In anything history. Well, what's up, guys? My name is Eric.
And I am the one and only Trey.
Let's do this.
And this is episode
93.
And we got 7 more episodes till we hit 100.
Yes, sir.
And
we're excited.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
The way this life is going, we might not make it to 100.
All right. Well, so. Yeah. Well, anyways, well, we might not. It all depends on things. But anyways, today we want to talk about our opinion on the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I mean, it kind of comes or goes along hidden dirt, but in all these conspiracy theories, but it really makes you think, you know, with everything going on, obviously, and no, we're not doing this because of the vaccine is coming out. You know, we're not doing that. But it is good for us to be aware of things and to at least think a little bit deeper onto certain things that are coming to light, I guess. Now, the reason why is because I strongly believe that we are obviously in the end times.
Oh, yeah.
And as you all know, for those who are Christian and know the story, you know, obviously, you know, it doesn't get any better and just gets worse and worse. And obviously, to me, I feel like things are just lining up. You know, I don't know how long this will take, maybe a year, 2 years, I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe 50 years, it don't matter, but it, you know, you start seeing it little by little, you know, and one of those things for me, obviously it says in the Bible that, you know, diseases, sickness, pandemics will actually come through and will happen. And, that's what we're seeing now.
Yep.
And coming along with that, you know, with the pharmaceutical, I was thinking and talking to my dad. So it makes you think, okay, obviously, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is there to provide health. But are they really providing health?
No.
Or is it a multi-billion, maybe trillion-dollar business?
I feel like this conversation is about to go in so many different ways.
Yes, sir.
No. I'm probably going to be negative Nancy over here.
Negative Karen.
Negative or... I don't know. Negative something. Negative Nathaniel. Whatever. But I don't trust the government in any shape or form. I'm still waiting on them to say that we owe them for the stimulus check.
Dude, I heard there's going to be another one coming up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be finalized this week, and then it'll probably be out next week.
Yeah.
But hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, all of these places. We just talked about this the other day when you came and when we was working on the project. I was bringing up Martin Scorsese, whatever his name is, right. How he had a medication to treat AIDS, and he started upping the price. And I mean, the dude was literally like Lex Luthor or something like that. Right. Like, he was like rich, and you know, he didn't care about people like at all in any way, shape, or form. And he owned that medicine where it started spiking the prices and all that. But that just goes to show right there. That's a perfect example of like how overall the medical industry is. I mean, hospitals, they want you. Why you think every time you go into the emergency room or whatever, your bill is like $3,000, and you were there for, it could be a short amount of time or whatever. Right. It's like, like one aspirin. I remember Hugh had told us this. Hugh was saying like, you get one aspirin from the hospital, it's like $100.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all about money. They don't care about you getting better. They want to keep you sick so that way you can keep coming back. And that's how they make their money. So with these vaccinations and stuff, I still feel like it's population control also. Like,
dirt.
Because they're hoping people die from the vaccine, because then that'll go along with COVID and it'll start chopping away at the population and stuff too.
Yeah.
So,
and just disclaimer, you guys, just so you guys are aware, this is our opinion.
Yeah. This is not, these are not facts.
You all, some stuff that we'll say, there will be facts, but obviously you do your research.
Right.
And going along with Trey, I feel like that's what it's all about. And you know, there's this really crazy example, and I guess I just want to bring it up. So, the companies that are, you know, coming up with a vaccination, one of them is Pfizer and BioNTech. So Bio and then the NTech. So especially Pfizer, if you do research onto this company, they've been sued all the way since 2009 for different type of immoral, you know, medications that were provided to the to people, and this is one thing, and it was not approved. They would just like let them out, and even though they knew the consequences of like reactions to like I said, I mean, go and do your research, but you know, they got sued for, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and it really makes you think. So the company that is ahead of the game in trying to figure out a cure for the vaccine, that has a immoral history, has been sued for so many times and all that stuff. Now, you know, they're the ones, you know, being in the lead of providing this cure per se. And even some of the testing for this vaccination has been, you know, having negative setbacks, as long as along with just producing that certain vaccine on a fast basis, because obviously everybody wants a cure. And the crazy thing that made me think was, okay, nobody's going to take the time to actually take a moment and think about, oh, what's in this vaccine? Like, everybody just wants the cure so they can start living their normal lives. You know what I mean? So imagine, like, you're stranded. You've been isolated for so long, and they say, okay, the cure is finally here. Take your vaccination so you can go out and do whatever. People are going to be like, yes, I want it.
I don't really care about leaving the house.
Dude, honestly. No, I know, but I'm saying, like, people are at that point that whatever you would tell them, they'll do, because they just want to live life to, I guess, the normality they had before. So
there's no such thing as normal anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going back to normal. Whatever we knew before, you can forget about it. That's not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, that's over with.
It just, it's a whole different side of coin. And it's interesting. It's interesting just to think, like, for me, that aspect, you know, like, you know, if the government tells us to do it, if, you know, if it's a mandatory thing, mm-hmm. unfortunately, we have to, you know,
no, we
have
don't.
To. Well, but that's the thing, though, because it depends. Like, if there's going to be consequences, obviously, if you get put to jail or whatever, I mean, what can you do, you know? But then that's where I believe, like, our faith has to be, like, at its fullest, because, you know, even with the stuff that we do, like, even to, like, pray for foods, like, anything that goes in our bodies is going to be good for us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So no matter how harmful the thing is,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually we have to do it. And that's where, like, our faith has to kick in. But if it's not mandatory, for me, in my opinion, me personally, I wouldn't take it. Because,
right.
I mean, if you really see, I've had COVID. I'm good, you know? Like,
right.
Yes, I had fever. Yes, whatever. But, I mean, I'm living, you know, I'm still here,
yeah.
you know, and many people that I know, if they had it, man, they still here. So, you know, I don't know. It's just so many things, dude.
I wanted to show you this.
Ahead.
My sister sent me this, and I'll put this in post-production, but four Pfizer COVID vaccine volunteers have developed Bell's palsy.
That's crazy.
And so it's like basically like they had a stroke.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
And that's like when, like, one side of your face is basically like
shut down, pretty
yeah.
much. You have no control over it, and yeah, it's just,
dude, that is crazy.
You know, and I
yeah.
understand, like, it's the first batch of it and
right.
all of that, but
yeah,
still.
And I know, like I said, obviously this is our all opinion. There are a certain rule that a vaccine has to go through. I think there's like three different, I guess, questions that have to be answered to basically prove the integrity and the effectiveness of a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that it takes a time frame for that to happen. It's not something that happens just for a month. It's something
right.
that is tested for over years
mm-hmm.
to basically guarantee the effectiveness, and you know, all, you know, because you got to think about, you know, allergies, you got to think about, you know, the outcome of all the stuff, you know, what are the consequences to things like that. And obviously, if you know, I don't know, it's just like for those people, they were just the test bunnies, you know,
right
but
yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's crazy. And I saw a video too as well, how like they're already delivering the vaccines
yeah.
in cities.
Yeah.
So, dude, it's something to think about for sure. And for me, I'm a huge believer, like with what we were started earlier, that there's already the cure for things like cancer and AIDS. But if you think about it, you know, talking in the corporate world, do you really think people are going to give away or give up from billions of dollars coming in annually?
Mm-mm.
They're not going to give away, you know, because that industry, just like alone to get like a chemotherapy, is thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars. And imagine everybody that benefits from that.
Right.
You know, you're
right.
talking about taxes. You're talking
yeah.
about shareholders. You're talking about CEOs. You're talking about managers, all
mm-hmm.
the people all in the corporations. Everybody's benefiting from it,
right?
That's like your employer, like your employer telling us, yeah, work for us for free. Like, nobody's gonna do that. Like, you would want to get paid, you know. You're not just gonna do something for free and just give out.
My employer has asked people to do that, so
yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like, you want money. Like, you're not just not going to
exactly.
give something
yeah.
away
yeah,
or
no.
give out
yeah.
a service without having something in return, you know?
Right.
So, honestly, I feel like, you know, all these cures are out there. It's just, you know, the industry is not an industry of health. It's an industry of keeping you somewhat alive so you can depend on medicines. And there's been, like, scientific proof that even if you take an aspirin,
mm-hmm.
like, for your headache, the aspirin doesn't actually like cure you or heal the pain or any painkiller. What it is basically that the doses or those pills, they contain certain things that your
oh, yeah.
body like reacts to it, so it can like trigger your defenses, so it could fight it off. So your body actually is the one that cures you.
That's why they tell you not to take too many, like don't exceed 6 Tylenol in 24 hours or whatever.
Right.
And yeah, because it's the thing that's inside of it, the whatever that certain thing is. Like I think for Tylenol is like, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, sometimes take fake long
some,
name.
Yeah, some,
yeah,
some weird thing, but yeah, man. Like I don't know, this whole thing. I think at the end of the day, though, you should still give people the choice. Like, don't make it mandatory.
Right.
Give people the choice to take it. And if you're willing to take the vaccine and deal with the consequences and all that, then you go for it. If you want to live life that much, if you miss people that much, then that's cool. I know where I'm at. I'm not taking it. I don't care what they say. Like, even if I have to do jail time and all that, that's fine. I don't care. I really don't. I'm not doing it. Because I don't, like I said, I don't trust the government. I've been saying this for how many ever episodes. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know.
But I don't know. Maybe it won't be mandatory. I'm guessing because, you know, you're talking about thousands of people that, you know, you're not going to have.
Not thousands.
You're talking millions.
Millions.
Yeah, they're not going to go to jail. They don't have the room available.
Right.
Well, dang. Well, that, I mean, race is another concentration camps and all that stuff. So, yo, this is crazy. Anyways.
I mean, they say jails are overpopulated now. So,
I mean,
imagine you throw the whole world in jail.
Yeah. There's got to be like some type of revolution.
It'll just be it'll be the Antichrist, basically.
Yo, dude.
That's what it honestly is. Like, at that point, I was going to say dictatorship, but no, it would be under rule of the Antichrist.
Yeah, and then that comes into the one world order where, like, you know, and think about it. They just need an excuse to connect all the dots together.
Yeah.
So they can be like, no, we're doing this for humanity, for one world, for just every human.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, it's crazy. And, dude, I was so, like, I'm still, like, not worried. It's just the fact that, you know, because obviously I got it. I went to get tested for it.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is in their books, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy had it. So I feel like what they're going to do is the people that got it, like, it's required for you guys to take the vaccine.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But it's crazy. It's great to think all those different scenarios. And I guess, you know, giving a little bit about an inside look about hidden dirt and the stuff that we might talk about. But all we're saying is our opinion. All we're saying is for you to do research and not to be fooled around because, you know, at this point, everybody wants to go back to normal, quote unquote.
Right.
And they will do whatever it takes to make that happen, even if it's something that, you know, that they're not aware about.
The desperation just to, I don't want to say, I don't know. I feel like whatever I'll say, it'll just sound negative. And it'll just
say
be
it.
Like crapping on people.
It's fine.
The desperation for you to live life and feel like you're important, your life is more important than anybody else's, is insane to me. Because that's essentially what a lot of people want to do. They want, like, you hear a lot of celebrities and a lot of, like, rappers and stuff. They're like, man, this is messed up. I can't go nowhere. I can't do this and that. Well, a lot of them, majority of them, were, they just want to go back to being able to flex on people and just be better than everybody and stuff. And, like, that's the same thing with most wealthy people. I'm not saying all wealthy people, but, like, I feel like it's a good majority of them. What's another thing? A lot of people just want to, they need people to be around, you know, because they don't want to be by themselves and all that. And, I mean, I don't understand that, but I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place. But the bottom line of what I'm saying is, this vaccine should not be mandatory. Same way, you know, I think masks and stuff, like, this all could have been avoided if we would just do the normal thing. And I just scratched my nose, by the way, as I said that. I scratched my nose. It wasn't me digging up my nose, nothing like that. And as I say this, you should have worn your mask and washed your hands. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Haven't had COVID, I don't think. Maybe I did. I don't think so. I have not taken a COVID test. I'm not, and I haven't had symptoms, and I have not stopped working this entire year. Like, I literally, next week, I'm going out of town, or by the time you guys hear this, I will be out of town, and I have been working nonstop. Up until this point, I have taken off maybe 4 days of PTO, you know, this year.
Yeah.
Like, I've been at work all year, and I've been fine.
Yeah.
And that's not me saying that, like, COVID is a hoax and all that. No, like, it's very real. Like, Debo from Friday just died. Tiny Lister, wow. RIP. He just died. He had COVID earlier this year and then beat it and then got COVID again and died from it.
Oh, snap.
So it's like, I'm not saying that COVID is a hoax. I'm just saying you should have. It's the same thing I said when this first happened. You should be washing your hands instead of touching foreign surfaces and then going digging up your nose and picking stuff out your teeth and stuff. Like, that's nasty. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's,
I guess, disgusting. Yeah.
You should have been washing your hands to begin with. And now you should be washing your hands. And in addition to washing your hands, you should be wearing your mask. And for the people who say that masks don't work, I've worn a mask all year and I've been fine. In addition to washing my hands. So I don't understand how people got to that point saying masks don't work. You know, I've seen the whole thing with people wearing the mask and then they would smoke through it and all.
I'm dead, dude.
Well, you know how much air you have to inhale to do that, to be able to smoke through the mask?
Wait, smoke through the mask?
Somebody had on one of the blue masks, you know, just one of the ones that you throw on when you go to the grocery store or whatever. And the guy put his vape pen up to it. Well, he had to go like,
yo.
He had to do like that. If you inhaling somebody's air like that, then it's, first of all, if you inhaling somebody's air purposely in the first place, you are a sick individual. But for you that to go around through your mask, you know, you going out, like, it's like, all right,
yo.
Well, of course your mask didn't work. So
I'm dead.
To the people that say, I don't want to wear a mask and all that, and it's my God-given right and all that, you know, shut up.
Just shut up and do it.
Like, I'm so sick of this. It's not a political statement and all that. People are still saying that. Like, listen, to everybody out there, Trump lost, all right? Just give up. I mean, Trump lost. Like, if you truly believe in God, then you're going to be all right. It's fine. Like, it don't matter who they put in office. They don't care about us. Joe Biden is just as much of a piece of crap as Trump is, if that's what you think. So get over it. Like, I'm so sick of people. Like, just I'm
going
sorry.
Off. No,
I'm
it's going all good. Off,
but it's just like, I don't understand. Like I said, when we was in here working on the project, white people are so mad that they're being told what to do because this is the first time in history they've ever been told what to do.
Dang. Okay.
Your people, my people.
I mean, yeah.
Minorities, foreigners, we've all been told what to do.
Yep.
So white people getting offended because it's the first time they've been told what to
do. Hey, maybe this might be another topic for next week or something. So, but yeah, I mean, and once again, just so you guys know, this is our opinion.
Opinion.
You know, whoever is in office, whoever is not in office, hey, all we're doing is, just giving our opinions, you know. We don't have a political standpoint or whatnot. Yeah. It's just straight out clean thoughts. Yeah. So. I mean, that's what we, you know, what we thought it was interesting for you guys to hear. Once again, just,
and I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, I mean, it's all right, but
yeah.
You know, all we're saying is for you to be educated, don't get fooled, and just do your own research. Know what's out there, you know, what you're taking into your body is what, you know, is going around the world, because with all this isolation, all we do is just want to get entertained, and we don't see what's behind those doors or those curtains. So,
right.
So that is the thing. So stay awake. So,
yeah, this episode was all over the place, but I feel like you guys have the same thoughts running through your minds.
Yep.
And So we just said it. That's all.
And that's right.
Whether you choose to get the vaccine or not, I'm not judging you. It's up to you. I personally will not be taking the vaccine. I don't care what they say. I'm not taking it. That's my personal choice.
Mine too.
So
it is what it is.
You guys go in peace. May God be with you.
And stay safe.
Stay safe. That is the bottom line. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
We're out.